Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, March 9th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. In the main event, Powerhouse Hobbs defeated Wardlow in a Falls Count Anywhere, Anything Goes match in 11 minutes and 48 seconds to become the new TNT champion. The victory came thanks in part to an assist from QT Marshall, with Marshall and Hobbs both powerbombing Wardlow off the entrance stage, resulting in a referee stoppage.
QT Marshall in like forever. He exploded back on the scene. And his word was his bond to Hobbs.
Yes, it was.
Powerhouse Hobbs becoming TNT champion for the first time. And he did it by knocking out Wardlow.
The title loss comes just 3 days after Wardlow regained the TNT title from Samoa Joe at AEW Revolution, making it the shortest TNT title reign to date. Orange Cassidy was successful in his latest defense of the All-Atlantic title, defeating Jay Lethal. Jeff Jarrett attacked Cassidy after the match, but was run off by the Best Friends. Later in the evening, Tony Khan announced that starting next week, the All-Atlantic title would be renamed the International title. Claudio Castagnoli and John Moxley of the Blackpool Combat Club defeated Alex Reynolds and John Silver of the Dark Order, with Moxley choking out Reynolds. A post-match brawl ensued, also involving Hangman Adam Page and Evil Uno on the side of the Dark Order, and Wheeler Yuta on the side of the BCC. In promos during the show, Bryan Danielson expressed his desire to step away from wrestling and go home to his family after losing to AEW World Champ MJF at Revolution. The newly returned FTR addressed their intention to win the AEW World Tag Team title from the Gunn Brothers. Juice Robinson attacked Ricky Starks, and Ruby Soho justified her heel turn at Revolution.
We've been outcasts since the day we came into AEW. And we came here to help rebuild the women's division. But you can't build on broken foundation. You can only demolish and start new. And the broken foundation is the entitled little shits in the back. The broken foundation is the rookies who think that they deserve the world.
Following her promo, Soho pinned Sky Blue in a match. Tony Storm and Saraya assisted Soho in attacking Blue after the match and also beat down Willow Nightingale, who attempted to make the save. In other results, the Jericho Appreciation Society defeated AR Fox and Top Flight when Chris Jericho pinned Darius Martin following the Judas Effect. Following the match, both the JAS and the Elite argued over who should be top contenders to the World Trios title and then were confronted by the Trios champions, the House of Black. In WrestleMania news, Logan Paul revealed on this week's episode of his impulsive YouTube show that his match with Seth Rollins will be taking place on night one of WrestleMania on Saturday, April 1st, which is also his 28th birthday. The match was officially announced on last Monday's Raw and would mark Paul's fifth. His previous WWE matches include his debut teaming with The Miz against The Mysterios at WrestleMania 38, his singles match with The Miz at SummerSlam 2022, his challenge of Roman Reigns at last November's Crown Jewel, and his appearance in January in the Royal Rumble. In other WWE news, the company is working with gambling regulators in Michigan and Colorado to legalize betting in those states on the outcomes of major matches, according to a report from CNBC. WWE is reportedly using the accounting firm Ernst & Young to secure the information on upcoming match results in an effort to convince legislators that scripted match outcomes would not leak ahead of time. Also, in what would be a major creative shift, WWE would keep match outcomes secret even from the participants until hours beforehand in a further effort to keep the results from getting out in advance. Ernst & Young has worked in the past with the Oscars and the Emmys to secure award information, and gambling on those awards is legal in some states, which WWE is reportedly citing as an example of how betting on predetermined results is feasible. Should regulators allow such gambling to take place, it would still be up to individual gaming companies like FanDuel and DraftKings to decide if they would actually sanction it on their platforms and place odds on matches. WWE will return to Puerto Rico for its first televised event there in 18 years, according to an official announcement yesterday. The premium live event Backlash is scheduled to take place at the Coliseo de Puerto Rico José Miguel Agrelot in San Juan on May 6. The event will be hosted by platinum-selling recording artist and Puerto Rican native Bad Bunny, who has made previous appearances for WWE, including wrestling at WrestleMania 37 and participating in the 2022 Royal Rumble. WWE has made annual house show trips to Puerto Rico since 2005, but the last to date and only televised WWE event held there has been the New Year's Revolution pay-per-view presented in January of that year. Said Bad Bunny, quote, "In 2005, when I was a kid, I wasn't able to attend New Year's Revolution at El Coliseo. Finally, 18 years later, WWE returns to the island with a massive event, and this time, I won't miss it," end quote. Prior to New Year's Revolution, WWE's only venture into Puerto Rico had been a poorly attended live event at Hiram Bithorn Stadium in 1985. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.